Om Shanti, 18th of January, 1969. Divine messages received through Dadi Gulzar after Pitashri became Avyakt. There are 13 messages. The first messages: finish the upheaval of the body and mind and become soul conscious. Finish the upheaval of the body and mind and become soul conscious. Today, when I went to the subtle region, Shiv Baba said, the soul of Sakar Brahma has the sanskar of going around the cycle of 84 births from the beginning to the end. So today also, Baba went on a tour around. Some scientists have reached the moon in a rocket, and as they have come close to the moon, the Earth's gravity stopped pulling. When they arrived, they experienced a lot of lightness. And just as when you children come to the subtle region, all physical attraction finishes, there too, there is no pull of the gravity of the earth. This is through trance, and that is through science. Bab Dada was also telling you about one more difference. When those scientists think about coming down, they are directed by those down on the ground. But here, it is in your hands as to when you come down and how you come down. After this, Baba showed a scene. There was a very high mountain of light. At the bottom of the mountain were the Shakti army and the Pandav armies. Bab Dada was standing at the summit. A huge crowd had gathered together. All of us standing there were like the temple idols who give visions, and not like corporeal humans. Everyone was trying to look up above, but they were unable to. It was as if everyone was thirsting for this vision. After some time, a voice came from the ether. Benevolence comes only through the Shaktis and the Pandavas. At that moment, our faces were filled with very merciful feelings. After that, some people had visions of Brahma, and others had visions of Shiv Baba through we Shaktis and Pandavas. That was a scene worth seeing. Some were laughing, some were trying to hold on to something, and others were shedding tears of love. However, all the Shaktis were stable in a very powerful tapasvi form, like globes of fire. Baba explained this, saying, at the end, even this corporeal body of yours will become completely still. Now, because there are some still outstanding karmic accounts, your body draws your attention. However, at the end, it will become completely still and peaceful. There will be no further upheaval, either in your mind or your body. Baba calls this the stage of soul consciousness. When this scene finished, Baba said, now, tell all the children to make effort to become soul conscious. As much as you pay attention to service, pay just as much attention to this main subject of becoming soul conscious. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969. The second divine message. Finish off all the leaves of the old sanskars and create the seed stage. Finish off all the leaves of the old sanskars and create the seed stage. Today, when I went to the subtle region, Bap Dada was standing there in front to welcome all of us children. When I reached there, I had the same feeling as when Baba would receive remembrance through Drishti in the Sakar form. However, in today's Drishti, his form of the ocean of love was specially emerged. The remembrance of each and every child was merged in Baba's eyes. Baba said, "All the children have sent remembrance, but there are two types of remembrance. Some children are remembering the avyakt form, and some are remembering with mixed feelings for the avyakt and the vyakt, that is, the physical forms. The remembrance of 75% of the children was of the avyakt form, and the remaining 25% had mixed remembrance." Then Baba gave all the children drishti, filled with love and power, and fed them. Then another scene emerged. I saw a gathering of all the children and a heavy shower of flowers falling from above. In all directions, you could see nothing but flowers. Baba said, "Child, Bap Dada has already given all the children love and power, and together with that, Baba has also showered you with the flowers of divine virtues through teachings. However, all the children have imbibed the teachings of the divine virtues according to their capacity." Then Baba showed yet another scene. There were three types of roses. One was an iron rose, the second was a lightweight copper rose, and the third was a real rose. Baba said, "The children's results are also like this. The iron flower is a sign of the children's hard sanskars. Iron has to be hammered a great deal, and unless it is heated and hammered, it cannot be molded. In the same way, the sanskars of some children are as hard as iron, so that regardless of how long they stay in the furnace, in the bhatti, they are unable to change. The second type is made up of those who can change a little with some effort. The third variety are natural roses. These children did not require any effort to become like roses." Saying this, Baba picked up the real rose and began to spin it slightly. As soon as he turned it, all the petals fell off, and just the head was left in the middle. Baba said, "Look, child, the petals of this rose became separated so quickly and easily. Children must make effort in this way so that all the leaves of the old sanskars and the bodily relations of the past can easily be shed, and you can stabilize yourself in the seed stage. Give all the children this message. Check yourself that when the time comes, none of the leaves of the old sanskars get stuck so that you have to struggle. Will the karmatit stage come easily, or will some karmic bondages create any barriers? If there is any weakness, check yourself and try to fill in that gap. Om Shanti." Om Shanti, 18th January 1969, the third divine messages, give regard to one another's suggestions in order to maintain love within the gathering. Give regard to one another's suggestions in order to maintain love within the gathering. Today, when I went to the subtle region to invite Baba to come, from Bap Dada's signs I felt that Baba did not want to come. Then, just as quickly, Baba said, "Okay, child. All the children have called, and so Baba is a server of the children." Hearing this, I thought that just now Bab Dada said no, and immediately after, he said yes. Why? Knowing the thought in my heart, Baba said, "Baba purposely did this to teach you that you must give regard to one another and to each other's suggestions. Even if someone gives an idea and you don't like it, do not immediately reject their suggestion. First give regard to his ideas." "Yes, why not? It is very good." By doing this, the force of their insistence is tempered a little. Then, when you explain, he or she will understand it. If you instantly cut down their ideas, then there will be conflict between the forces of you both, and as a result, there will be no success. Therefore, it is essential to give regard to each other's suggestions. Only through this will the gathering continue with love. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969. The fourth divine message. Even while living in the corporeal form, remain introverted in order to become the form of light and might. Even while living in the corporeal form, remain introverted in order to become the form of light and might. Today, when I went to the subtle region, I felt as though I was going to the subtle region by crossing through clouds of light. The light of the clouds was like the red sky at sunset. As soon as I reached the subtle region, I saw that Bab Dada's face was sparkling like the sun and moon in the midst of the clouds of light. It was a very beautiful scene, but today the atmosphere was completely silent. Even meeting Bab Dada, I experienced total peace and power. Then Baba smiled and said, "Although you children are in the corporeal world and in a corporeal body, yet, even while being in your corporeal form, remain the form of light and might, so that seeing you, anyone would experience you as angels wafting. However, you will attain that stage when you sit in solitude and check yourself in deep introversion. Only when you are in this stage will souls have visions through you children. Today, in the subtle region, on the one hand, there was complete silence, and on the other, Bab Dada was also in the form of deep love. What did I see? All the children were merged in Baba's arms. Baba was also the ocean of love already. Baba said, "You Shaktis must bring all souls close to you in this way. When you have both love and power in your drishti, like the Father, then souls will come close." After this, Baba showed a third scene. I saw many cards in front of Baba. Baba said, "Put up these cards in such a way that they create a scene." Each card had a different design on it. Some were pictures of objects and some of people. I tried to pull them together, but they were sometimes the right way and sometimes upside down. Bab Dada was laughing a lot. There were very beautiful scenes of the Golden Age. One was a picture of Krishna in his childhood, swinging on the swings with his maid Kanta pushing the swing. In another picture, his friends were playing. In fact, they were all pictures of a day's schedule in the golden age. Then, at the time of bidding farewell, Baba said, "Child, give everyone the message. May you be an embodiment of power. May you be an embodiment of love. Om Shanti." Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969. The fifth divine message. Souls who have gone in advance are the foundation of the new world. Souls who have gone in advance are the foundation of the new world. Today, when I went to the subtle region, I saw a gathering and a class was being conducted. At first, I began to move forward slowly. Bab Dada welcomed me with his eyes. Then he said, "Child, come and meet everyone and feed them bhog." What did I see then? Baba was giving a class to the souls who had shed their bodies and gone into the advance party. Then everyone was offered Brahma Bhojan from Madhuban. All the souls in that gathering were those who had shed their bodies and gone into the advance party. Then I saw another scene. Many buildings were being constructed. When a roof is being erected, it is given a lot of supports. Then when the cement dries and it becomes strong, all the wooden supports are removed. So the activity of erecting the roof of the building was going on very intensely. I just continued to look at these buildings and Baba disappeared. Baba showed that at first support is given to build a building, but then that support is taken away. Seeing the scene, I came back here. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969. The sixth divine message. The practical form of the decorated corporeal form is to demonstrate your avyakt stage. The practical form of the decorated corporeal form is to demonstrate your avyakt stage. Today, as soon as I reached the subtle region, Bab Dada was in front of me. And what did I see? There were many garlands around Brahma Baba's neck. Then Baba said, "Take off these garlands and look at them." I took off the garlands, and some were long and others were short. I asked, "Baba, what is the significance of this?" Baba said, "Child, these are all garlands of complaints. When children sit in solitude, out of love, they only make complaints. Each child has definitely garlanded the father with a garland of complaints." Baba said, "Although children remember the drama, there is something else they love the most. So, seeing the suddenness of the wonderful drama, the children all have complaints in their hearts. Children have knowledge, but as well as knowledge, they also have love. So these complaints cannot be called wrong." Then I asked, "Baba, what response did you give to these?" Baba replied, "As was the child, so was the response." Baba said, "In response, I am also garlanding the children with a rosary of complaints." "What is that?" Then Baba said, "While Baba was in the corporeal form, you did not fulfill the hopes that Baba had in all the children. So now you must show that to the avyakt form." Baba said, "This is a sweet heart-to-heart conversation of complaints. This is also the children's wonderful game. Through the avyakt form, Bab Dada will now see the decoration that Bab Dada put on you in the corporeal form. This scene merged. Then I offered bhog to Baba. I asked Baba, "Baba, what do you do in the subtle region all day long?" Baba said, "Come, I will show you the museum of the subtle region. You made plans for the museum before you built it. Baba's museum gets ready in 1 second." What did I see then? There was a very big hall. All of us children were standing in that hall in the form of models. I said, "Baba, this is us standing in the museum." Baba said, "Child, this is Baba's museum. Now, go and see one of the models and look how Bap Dada has decorated it. It was as an artist would decorate an idol." Then Baba said, "Look and see with what Bap Dada has decorated them." When I came closer to the model, I saw nothing special. I could just see a fully decorated idol. Baba said, "The gross decoration was put on the children while Baba was in the corporeal form. But how is Baba decorating them through the avyakt form? All the decorations are in place. There are all forms of jewelry. But Baba is setting the gems into the jewelry." After Baba said this, it was as if extra jewels became visible in some of the jewelry. Baba said, "The main teaching for the children is that you come into the corporeal form while being stable in the avyakt stage. When you sit in solitude, you adopt an avyakt stage, but you fail to remain stable in the avyakt stage when coming into the corporeal form. This is why there are very few jewels of the constant karmatit stage. So whatever I see missing in someone's life, I am putting that into the decoration. Just as I was carrying out this task in the corporeal form, I am now doing the same through the avyakt form. So go and ask the children whether they have the feeling of Baba decorating them throughout the day. Children who are yogyukt will have the feeling that Baba is talking to them and decorating them. Children who are stable in the avyakt stage would experience that I am meeting them and entertaining them in the avyakt subtle region. I too remember the special children at special times. Children must be receiving such touchings." I said, "Baba, why don't you call all the children in the subtle region? Open a big center here. Now, all the children have gone beyond." Baba said, "You should have the stage of remaining beyond. You should always remain ready. You receive this power of the pilgrimage of remembrance. This stage of remaining beyond is an easy method of remembrance. Now tell the children that there isn't a lot of time. Baba will call anyone at any time. Om Shanti." Om Shanti, 18th of January, 1969, the 7th Divine Message. The gift of the return of love is to become pure and yogi. The gift of the return of love is to become pure and yogi. Today, when I went beyond this body and the world of this body to our subtle region, which is also called the region of Brahma, the Father, the Supreme Soul, showed me a scene. I saw a very big crowd. Then I saw that someone was distributing tickets and everyone was trying to get a ticket. However, in just a short time, I saw that some had received tickets and others were left without a ticket. Those who received a ticket were very happy in their hearts. and those who didn't receive a ticket were looking at one another. Then I saw another ticket for which the tickets were. There was a very big, beautiful door which opened suddenly. Those who had tickets were able to pass through the door, and those who had no tickets were watching with great repentance. Written on the door was, "Gates to Heaven." Baba told me the significance of this. God the Father is giving tickets to the children to go to the golden aged new world of heaven. However, some children were thinking that they won't take it now, that they will take it later. However, it shouldn't be that you avoid receiving a ticket and then get deprived of going to heaven. Baba then said, some souls listen and wonder about the task that is being carried out. So Bab Dada is giving you children the teaching, do not lose your fortune while thinking about it. Then I saw another scene. A river was flowing. People were coming from far away to bathe there. Some were very close, yet they were not bathing in the river. People were asking those who lived close to the river where the river was, so that they could go there and bathe in it. However, those who were living close did not know the importance of bathing in the river, and they were diminishing the importance that the thirsty people were giving to the importance of bathing in the river. Then Baba said, child, this is the Ganges of knowledge, and those who are close to the Ganges are the residents of Abu. People come from far away to bathe here, but the people here don't know the importance of this. So they try to dissuade those who come from far. So make sure that you do not make this mistake. All are Bab Dada's children. Although all are not obedient, Baba loves his children. So Baba is giving the children the teaching, do not waste this invaluable time that is given to you to bathe in the Ganges of knowledge. Then, in a short while, I saw that some had bathed and some had filled an urn with water and kept it aside. However, after a short time, the river changed its course. Those who didn't bathe or even keep some water with them were asking others for a drop of water and were desperate. Then Baba said, that time will come. Then Baba gave all the children a gift of a great mantra. Baba said, firstly, stay in the remembrance of I, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and make your life pure and yogi. Bab Dada gave everyone this great mantra as a return of love. Om Shanti. Om Shanti, 18th of January, 1969, the 8th Divine Message, a unique experience, victory of the power of yoga over settlement of karma. Victory of the power of yoga over settlement of karma. Today, when I went to the subtle region, as soon as I reached there, Shiv Baba and our Brahma Baba were both sitting together, and there was something like a small mountain in front of them. What was that? There were so many letters. It was like a mountain. As soon as I reached there, Brahma Baba saw me and said, where is Ishu? So many letters have collected. I replied, Baba, I have come. Baba said, you have also brought child Ishu with you, have you not? Just see, child Ishu, how I finish all these letters in just 2 minutes. Shiv Baba was smiling as a detached observer. In just a few moments, I saw Ishuben was also immersed there. Ishu's face was completely peaceful. Baba asked, "Child, what are you thinking? Today, I have to reply these letters." At that time, Baba's sanskars of the corporeal world were completely emerged. Mama was standing there watching us. Just then, Shiv Baba said to Brahma Baba, "Where are you? Are you sitting in the subtle region?" Then, in just a second, the form changed. Baba didn't say anything. There was dead silence. Then Baba said to me, "Child, open this letter and see." I replied, "Baba, there are many letters." Baba said, "Child, this will take just 1 second, because all of them have written the same thing." After that, Baba said, "All the letters have the children's complaints. Now, just see how Baba responds to the children. Just see. I will respond to all of them in just 1 second." Then Baba wrote a letter with red ink, like he used to do here. In the letter was written, "The news for the decoration of the Brahmin clan, the spinners of the discus of self-realization, the light of his eyes, is that Baba received in the subtle region all the letters of complaints of the children. In response, Baba is telling all the children that all souls are tied in bondage to the destiny of the drama. All are playing their part. According to the sweet bondage of the drama, I am also playing my part in the subtle region. All the children should accept lots and lots of love and remembrance from the depth of the heart of the avyakt form. As is the father's stage, the children must keep their stage the same as the father's." This is Bap Dada's letter. Then Baba offered me bhog. Baba said, "Child, today some new children have also come. First I will feed them." Then Baba made all the children emerge in the subtle region. Baba was quickly giving each child drishti and feeding them a piece of bhog at the same time. Each second's drishti that Baba gave all the children had a lot filled in it. Then I saw a third scene. I told Baba that everyone told me to ask Baba a question. Baba said, "Whatever is your question, you can ask that. Baba will give you a response in just one word." The question was, everyone is asking that in your final moments, you didn't say anything. We have all heard of what happened externally, but we also want to hear what happened internally. Baba said, "Yes, child, why not? Baba will tell you his experience. Acha, you may hear it now." "Child, it was a game of just 10 to 15 minutes. There were many games in just those few minutes. I had many different experiences in that time. The first experience was that a strong battle was going on inside. Of what? The power of yoga and the settling of karma. The settling of karma was pulling towards itself with full force, and the power of yoga was also in full force. I was feeling as though all the remaining karmic accounts of the body were being burnt in the fire of yoga, and I was watching everything as a detached observer, just as you would watch a wrestling match in the ring. In essence, both were in full force. After some time, the force of settling karma became completely weak, and all pain completely disappeared. It felt as though eventually the power of yoga had conquered the force of settling karma. At that time, three things were taking place simultaneously. What were they? Firstly, I was talking to Baba saying, Baba, you are calling me to you. Secondly, there was no remembrance of any particular child, but the remembrance of all the children in the form of pure attachment. There was no other thought apart from pure attachment. There was no thought that I had not taken leave of the children, nor any other thoughts. Thirdly, I was experiencing how the soul was leaving the body. It was the unique Karmatit stage, which Baba had spoken about in the Murli earlier, of how there is dead silence. In the same way, I was experiencing dead silence, and I was watching how the power of the soul was leaving every part of the body one by one. I was experiencing the Karmatit stage and what death is. This was my experience. Then I said to Baba, Baba, all the children were saying that if they were in front of Baba, they would have kept Baba here. Baba replied, Child, if you were to keep Baba here, how could that be the drama? I said, Baba, this scene seems artificial. It doesn't feel like the real drama. Baba said, Child, because the string of sweet love is connected, you will continue to see this wonder till the end, and even now, you still have a relationship. Although the corporeal chariot has gone, he's now playing the avyakt part in the form of Brahma. Baba said, Even I sometimes come in the subtle region. Then Shiv Baba asks, Where are you sitting? While sitting here, I go and see the progress of the building's construction. I said, Baba, sometimes it feels as though Baba is going around everywhere. Baba said, I do go around everywhere, and so the children would have that feeling. In this way, there was a heart-to-heart conversation going on. Then Baba showed me a scene. Many circles were visible, one inside another. The form of the circle was such that there were 4 or 5 exits from the circle, but you couldn't come out of it. For Brahma Baba alone, it was shown that whilst moving around the circle, he then came to stand at the central point, but he too could not come out of it. Baba explained that this is the bondage of the drama. Even Brahma cannot come out of the bondage of the cycle. No one can come out of the bondage of the drama. Even though Baba reached the zero point at the top of the cycle, there is still the bondage of the sweet drama. This sweet bondage is shown in the form of a play. Then Baba fed me almonds and mishri, sugar lumps. Baba then gave me leave and said, Child, it is now time for you to go. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969, the 9th Divine Message. The gathering is a means of your safety. Today, when I went to the subtle region, I could see no one. I could hear a sound from a distance, and it felt as though some special task was being carried out. I hesitated at first, but then I moved forward, and I saw that Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, Mamma, and Vishwa Kishore were talking to each other. They had many plans in front of them, with some signs written on them. Mamma was asking the welfare of all the children. I said, Mamma, you even called Baba. Mamma replied, Mamma also didn't want the mother and father to be separated from the children in the corporeal form, but drama. Then I asked Baba, "Baba, what are these plans?" Baba replied, "Child, just as a marshal has all the plans of what is happening where and what is to happen in the future, in the same way, we were also talking about the establishment. I will tell you about it later." Then Baba showed me a scene. There were three gatherings. Firstly, I saw red ants were gathering together like a ball. It was a scene similar to what Brahma Baba saw in the beginning. The second gathering was of all the souls in the incorporeal world in the form of a flame. And the third gathering was of us Brahmins who were sitting in a circle with Bap Dada in the middle. In the middle, Bap Dada looked like a head of a flower, and all the rest were like the petals. Baba explained the significance of this. "Child, when revelation began, it was in the form of a gathering. At the end also, souls have to remain in a gathering, and now, in the middle also, there is the gathering. When there is the power of the gathering, no one can shake you. Look from where Bap Dada has selected all of you and created this gathering. When the children move along in a gathering, you won't be attacked by Maya. Just as a rose or any other flower is placed in a worthy place, and if you have simply the petals of a flower, then they would quickly wilt in your hands. So too, if the gathering of you children is like a bouquet, then you will continue to be victorious and no one will be able to attack you." Saying this, Baba said, "Tell all the children that a gathering is the means of their safety." Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969. The 10th Divine Message. The beauty of flowers is when they are with their leaves. Therefore, prepare your subjects, the leaves. Today, when I went to the subtle region, both Bap and Dada were very busy. What did I see? There were many flowers and leaves in front of both of them. Just as you would use flowers as well as leaves in a bouquet. There were two or three varieties of flowers. They were looking at them and selecting them. Both Bap and Dada were busy in that task and they didn't see me. As I came closer to them, Baba looked at me and smiled and said, "I remain busy throughout the day. Look, child, such large-scale activity is going on. We have separated out these three qualities of flowers and leaves." Baba showed me the first flowers, which were very few. Then Baba showed me the middle-quality flowers, of which there were many, and they also had a few leaves with them. The flowers were very good, but those which had leaves on them appeared to be defective. In the third quality, there were few flowers, but many leaves. Baba explained this to me. This first quality is those who are seated on Baba's heart, and there are very few of such specially beloved children who are seated in Baba's heart. The second number children are very good, but they have few weaknesses. They have become flowers, but they have a few weaknesses. The third quality are the subjects. Among them, some are flowers who are to come later, but the rest are subjects. So, the first two qualities are the children. Bap Dada is now decorating the bouquet. When a bouquet is prepared, it doesn't look good to have just flowers. Some leaves are also needed in it. you are flowers, but you also need the leaves with you. When you become kings, subjects are also needed. So, the flower looks beautiful amid the leaves of the subjects. So, while sitting here, I'm making a bouquet of you children and seeing how many subjects each flower has created. The bouquet of those who have created many subjects is beautiful. Then Baba asked a question. When you offer flowers to a deity, do you remove all the leaves and offer just the flowers? The leaves are the beauty of the flower, so why do you remove the leaves? Then Baba said, these systems and customs have started from you children. When you first surrendered, you were alone. However, if you want to keep a flower for some time, then you will only be able to keep it when it also has leaves on it. In any case, when you first surrendered yourselves, then you flowers surrendered yourselves alone. Then, you also have to move along immortally for 21 births, and so the leaves of the subjects are also added. When you first came, there were no subjects. But now the beauty of you flowers is enhanced by the leaves of the subject. This is why Bab Dada is asking you to create the subjects. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969. The 11th Divine Message. Together with love, also become an embodiment of power, and there will be success. Together with love, also become an embodiment of power, and there will be success. Today, when I went to the subtle region, I felt as when someone comes close to the sun and feels the heat and the powerful current of the sun. In the same way, today, when I went to the subtle region, I felt as though I was going in front of a furnace. Today, Baba was visible as bright red light with avyakt features, and rays were emerging from him like the sun. I saw a very big gathering down below. Such a gathering of Brahmins has never occurred in the corporeal form. The rays were falling on all the Brahmins, and when I went to the subtle region, I saw that the rays of light and might were also falling on me. After some time, I met Baba in that form and said, Baba, today I have brought bhog. Baba accepted the bhog and was teaching me how to remain in the form of light and might whilst eating. Then I asked Baba, you will give love and remembrance to the children, won't you? Baba said, you have often seen the very loving form of Baba. Now together with the form of love, that form of power that Baba also wants to see in you children is slightly less. So today, together with love, Baba was filling you with power. Baba said, it is through this that there will be success in service. Baba also gave the message that there should not be only love, but you must also fill yourself with power. Baba himself also showed through the scene that children have to give rays of light and might to the world. For so long you have been meeting Baba through his loving form, but today, together with the form of love, there was also the form of light and might. I was engrossed in just taking that, and then I came back to the corporeal world. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969. The 12th Divine Message. Together with the stage of love, make your foundation of knowledge strong. together with the stage of love, make your foundation of knowledge strong. Today, when I went to the subtle region, I could not see Baba. I saw Baba after some time, and I asked, "Baba, where did you go?" Baba said, "Today, it is Thursday, and so I had gone on a tour to see all the children. In the corporeal form, I could not reach so many places in such a short time. But now in the subtle region, through the rocket of the avyakt vehicle, I can reach everywhere quickly." I said, "Baba, you toured around everywhere, so what did you see?" Baba replied, "The majority of the children are moving along very well with love. There were also many children who had thoughts about not knowing what was going to happen now, but they are moving along very well with the support of the gathering." Baba said, "The children who are still here because of love can easily be affected by the atmosphere if their foundation of knowledge as well as love becomes even slightly slack. Therefore, all the children should check themselves. Even so, you are in your corporeal bodies, and so at first, the force of love is very good. But then as the days go by, the atmosphere can quickly start to affect you. Out of love, you may say that Shiv Baba is benevolent, or that whatever Baba did was fine. You have to put a stop to your thoughts out of love. The best result of all is because of love. Only when you're not affected by the atmosphere, but the atmosphere is affected by you, can you move forward systematically." I said, "Baba, we only talk about things of knowledge." So Baba said, "Child, there are very few children who keep themselves content with the foundation of knowledge. So today, Baba showed this result and told me to tell everyone that we have to change the atmosphere and not allow the atmosphere to change us. After Baba accepted Bhog, Baba showed me a scene. There was a very big hall. A very bad odor was coming from every part of the hall. Two or three very fragrant incense sticks were burning there. Gradually, the fragrance of the incense sticks suppressed the bad odor." Baba said, "Look, child, everywhere there was the atmosphere of bad odor, but just these two or three incense sticks have changed the atmosphere. So when you see that you're being affected by the atmosphere, remember the example of the incense sticks and think, I am a child of the Almighty Authority Father. If I am affected by the atmosphere, then the incense sticks are greater than me. When you children become powerful and fragrant, this atmosphere will be suppressed." Baba said, "Now all the children have received teachings. All of you listen to the teachings very sweetly. However, just as you listen to them very sweetly, so too, you must imbibe them sweetly. Sweetness clings to you very quickly. The sweeter you become, the more you will cling to the Father. If there isn't remembrance and sweetness, then you will remain separate, just as sweet and savory things don't mix. Those who are like this will not have a yogyukt stage. If children imbibe exactly what you have heard, you will receive a lot of power. Om Shanti." Om Shanti. 18th of January, 1969, the 13th Divine Message. To be able to watch the final scenes of destruction, make your stage unshakable and immovable. to be able to watch the final scenes of destruction, make your stage unshakable and immovable. Today, when I went to the subtle region, both Bap and Dada were standing just ahead. As soon as I went there, I met Baba through the eyes and gave Baba love and remembrance that everyone had sent. Just as I was conveying the love and remembrance, Sakar Baba caught hold of my hand. There was such magic in Baba holding my hand. I felt as when someone is bathing in the ocean. For some time, I just became merged in the ocean of love. Then I looked at Almighty Baba, and Baba said, through the corporeal form, the children experienced the two main virtues of the Father. What are those two virtues? As much as Baba is the embodiment of knowledge, so too, he is the embodiment of love. So children also must imbibe these two virtues in every activity. Then I asked Baba, Baba, what is the significance of the scene you showed me last time, of the big gathering of all the souls who have gone into the advance party? Baba replied, Baba will tell you the full significance later. However, Baba had called the children who have gone for service or to settle their karmic accounts in the corporeal form to meet them. Baba was asking them about their welfare and what each one is doing and how they are doing it. I replied, Baba, in which way are all of them busy in the task of establishment? Baba replied, Child, I will clarify this later. Nevertheless, Baba will tell you briefly. Baba said, Child, when a war takes place, then the army that wants to win has to send its army in all directions and completely surround the enemy. Through this gathering, understand that all children who went have gone in all directions. Now, the foundation of the establishment has been laid in all directions. But now, it is just necessary to issue an order. Then Baba showed me a ladder of four different stages. The first stage Baba showed was to listen to knowledge, to think about it, understand it, and to have faith in it. Some think about it and some churn it. The second stage Baba showed was how destruction was happening at the final moments. Some were drowning in floods and other scenes were happening elsewhere. However, the Shakti and the Pandava army were standing there, completely unshakable. The third stage that Baba showed was how souls were shedding their bodies and going towards Paramdham. Then Baba also showed me a scene of Paramdham. The fourth scene Baba showed me was of heaven and how souls are entering the bodies of little children. So all these stages were shown as a picture of a ladder. While showing the significance of this ladder, Baba said, children's intellect should always be aware of what their stage is at present. If you keep the aim of the final stage that you have to adopt in your intellect, then your effort will become intense. In the scene that Baba showed of the destruction, you children should have an unshakable stage. Then Baba put a lot of diamonds in my hand and said, apply tilaks of all these diamonds on all the children. Why am I giving these diamonds? Because the soul, like a diamond, resides in the forehead. So each soul should become a real diamond and continue to sparkle. Om Shanti.